This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 127.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on, my friend? I have a question here on today's episode that I want to answer. I appreciate it. My man Will Smith sent it over to me, and this is actually a question I've been working with a few clients, and they had a very similar question with regards to direct mail and which list they should target. So let me just read you Will's question here, and this might be something that, you know, you have the same question, or maybe you've had it at some point, and my answer might surprise you here. So the question I said that was asked, if you had to choose only one list to mail, which list would you choose and why? So Will, man, appreciate the question you sent me over here. I want to answer it here on today's episode, because I think a lot of people have this question. And really what I find is that what you're really asking, or what people tend to ask, is what's like the ninja secret list to hit that's going to give me like the biggest bang for my buck, the biggest ROI? And here's the thing, you might not like my answer, but there is no ninja secret list. Now, having said that, there are specialty lists, right? There are niche lists. So what do I mean by a specialty or a niche list? Inherited properties, you know, probates, code violations, tax defaults, divorce, pre-foreclosure. Those are specialty niche lists. Now, you know, you can drill down even more using filters, which is something I highly recommend. So what happens is, when most people go to ListSource or to Listability and they want to buy a list, most people start with equity, right? We like to target equity at least 40% or more. There's people out there that will only target if there's 70, 80% to 100% equity. We like to target, at least here in our market, 40% equity or more. And that gives us a bit more of a, you know, of a list, right? We're going to be able to get more records. And because we have a healthier marketing budget, we can hit more people and follow up every 6 weeks. And that's important. So, you know, most people start with equity. And then from there, they might add in some filters. But what happens is that while your absentee equity list are still very good lists, it's also the pond that has the most amount of fish. Or I should say, it's the pond that has the most people around the pond fishing, right? So it's a great list. I don't want to discourage you from going that route, but there's also going to be, you know, a lot of competition. And so the direct answer is, don't delay marketing because you can't figure out which list you want to send to. I would rather you just pick a list and focus on that list and hit that list at least 5 or 6 times every 6 weeks, okay? At the bare minimum. I would rather you do that than delay on getting started. If you can't get your hands on a specialty niche list, start with an equity list. I like to target absentees and owner occupied. And then I like to add certain filters, like, you know, I like to target 55 or 60 plus years of age, right? Because, you know, I've looked at the deals that we've closed the last 3 years, and probably 80% of the homeowners were seniors, right? We're over the age of 55 or 60 years old. So that's a filter you can add. You can figure out what's your bread and butter, you know, as far as what typically has the most transactions or the most sales in your market. Usually it's going to be your 3-bedroom, 2-bath houses, you know, between 1,000 and 2,000 square feet. So one thing I want to tell you, and a tip, is if you have a limited marketing budget, or if you're on a shoestring budget, the more filters you can add to bring down your list, the better, right? You don't want to start with a very general broad list and then just pick 10 or 20% of that list because that's what your budget can afford. Try to add filters. So think about a funnel. The funnel's widest at the top. Try to add filters so that you're slowly narrowing that funnel. And whenever you can zig when people are zagging, that's ideal, right? So for example, you might want to target, you know, 1,000 square foot properties to 2,500 square foot properties. Or let's narrow that down. You could pick 1,500 square foot properties to 2,500 square foot properties that are two stories or have two floors. Length of ownership, maybe at least 10 years. Or you can do something like mortgage origination date prior to the year 2005. Those are just some filters that you can do. And the idea is that, and by the way, 55 or 60 plus years of age. The thought process here is these are seniors that live in a two-story. Maybe they're, you know, the family, the kids are grown and gone and their house is too big. They want to downsize. So this is how you want to start thinking when you're picking which list to market to and how to filter that down. You can even get more narrow if you have a tiny budget and say, okay, well, I only want the two-story houses that are between 1,500 square feet and 2,000 square feet, right? So you can kind of play with it to get down to the number of records you want. The key is consistency. You don't want to just mail once or even twice and then not mail it again. You want to, at the bare minimum, hit that list four times, but ideally more like six or seven times, separated by 6 weeks. So that's a general list. And then you can start to add on some of these filters, right? If you can do a specialty list, that's even better. Like, we love the tax default list. Find out about your county, how you can get that one. We've had some success with the inherited list. Probates is a great list. If you guys haven't checked out the episode I did with Christina Krause, highly recommend you check that one out. If you go to flipempire.com/episode122, we talked about, you know, probates in depth and even a very cool service that she offers where she can get the probate leads for you directly from the county and even handle the entire mail sequence, the entire mail campaign for you. So that might be something you want to check out. I think if you guys are interested in that, you can go to flipempire.com/probates and check that. But guys, the point is, all these lists are great. The last thing I want you to do, though, especially if you're on a limited budget, is kind of like being a jack of all trades and master of none. Meaning, let me invest a little bit in this list and a little bit in this list. I would rather you pick one list, focus on that list, and then mail to that list every 6 weeks, minimum four times, but ideally six to seven. I think you're going to put yourself in a much better chance to succeed and get deals from your marketing campaigns if you do that versus if you send one campaign to a tax default list, but you never do a follow-up. And then you send another campaign to an owner-occupied equity list plus filters. And then, you know, months later, you want to hit code violations and you're bouncing around, but you're not getting the benefit of the follow-up, which is where most of these deals come from in my experience. So, Will, man, hopefully that answers your questions. And chances are, if you're listening in, either you have that question or you've had that question in the past. That's my recommendation. There's not one or even two ways to skin a cat. You know, there's different ways you can approach this. That's my opinion. That's what's worked best for us. So, guys, also just a couple housekeeping items. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen to episode 125, okay, last week's Q&A, I talked about a small group consulting program that I'm putting together. It's going to be extremely limited. Right now, I'm thinking it's going to be a max of 30 people. This is not going to be your typical coaching program where you're going to pay anywhere between $5,000 and $50,000 or more in certain cases. This is going to be extremely affordable for everyone. So if you're somebody that you have questions and you'd like to bounce questions off of me, if you want to help, take your business to the next level, you're looking to build a team, you want tips and strategies as far as what's working when it comes to lead generation, when it comes to converting those leads into deals, closing more deals, ultimately making more money and just having more freedom, then this might be the right fit for you. What I want to encourage you to do right now is, I don't have a page set up for this. This is right now, something that I'm doing extremely, extremely limited just because of the time factor. It's going to be limited to 30 people, extremely affordable. This is something that I believe everybody's going to be able to afford for the most part. And so if you think you can benefit from this, the way it's going to work is, twice a month, we're going to do a Q&A style webinar where I'm going to answer everybody's questions. We don't stop until everybody's questions are answered. It's going to include a private Facebook group where I'm going to be interacting, as well as some exclusive content, which I'll talk about, at some point. And what I'm doing here, just my shameless bribe to get you to try this out, to see if you like it, is I'm essentially doing a 30-minute consultation with you once you join, where we just focus on you, your business, your challenges, anything you want to talk about during those 30 minutes, I'm there to help you. This isn't disguised as a sales pitch or anything like that. This is all about you. This is all about, well, how can I help you? And so once you join, I'll be hopping on the phone with you for 30 minutes to help you and answer any questions you might have. And then from there, we're going to have scheduled bi-weekly webinars where I'll be sharing things with you that we're doing in our business, things that we're split testing, results. I'll be sharing all that stuff with you guys in addition to answering any questions you have. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, do me a favor, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Again, just because of the time component, and the fact that I'm doing these 30-minute consultations once you join, this is going to be capped off at 30 people, no more. And I have no intention of opening that up in the future. For right now, that's what I want to start with. And I don't even know if I'll take more than that at some point in the future. So if it's anything you're interested in, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And I look forward to talking to you then. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.